time is 7:39. Triple Team Traffic, and we go back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, if you're on I-15, it's a pretty rough drive, but it's fairly typical. No crashes that I've seen yet between Bluffdale and downtown Salt Lake City, but you've got the usual slowing with the worst of it between Bluffdale and Sandy, and then off and on delays at the exits the rest of the way into downtown. Bangor Highway backed up again this morning at 4100 South, although at this point, that's the only out-of-the-ordinary backups I'm seeing on Bangor. 215 in rough shape between 2000 East and the 215 East Bell. Eric Butler.
Add some extra minutes to your northbound drive in Utah County this morning. I-15 plugged up from Pioneer Crossing almost to 2100 North. So down to about 20 miles per hour going by this accident site at 1200 North. And Redwood Road also slow from SR 73 heading up to 2100 North. Heather?
Your delays on southbound I-15 are going to start just after the Hillfield Road on-ramp in Layton, and it extends all the way past the Kaysville Ponds. Then we have pretty heavy traffic from there into Salt Lake City. No delays yet on Legacy Parkway, and it's the city streets that are now getting really congested in Ogden, Roy, and Clearfield. Fall, the season of football, homework, apple pie, and a check engine light. Don't let that interfere. Swing into AAMCO today for a free diagnostic. Go AAMCO, AA, MCO. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.